But when it comes to masail, when it comes to interpretation of verses, then there you stop dead. And you say, well, this is not our department, that we leave it to the learner to decide. Then there's no problem. So this is the danger that the ulamas normally stop from. Otherwise, if anybody says that we stop you totally from reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, how can it be? It was revealed for understanding and practice. So we come back to this point that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he has said that these people who will learn the Quran and practice on it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them in this manner. There are so many other hadiths as far as the significance of the recitation of the Holy Quran is concerned, the propagating of the Holy Quran is concerned, the writing of the Holy Quran is concerned, the teaching of the Holy Quran is concerned. And I conclude on one hadith which I have mentioned on many occasions here, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, La hasada illa ala isnain, rajulun ataahu Allahu al-Qur'ana fa huwa yaqumu bihi ana al-layli wa ana an-nahar. ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفق منه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. That there is no such thing as jealousy in Islam. Jealousy is not permitted. But what we term as ghibta, that you have this envy at heart, that Ya Allah, just as you have blessed this person, he is doing so much of good deeds, he is doing so much of charitable works, he is so kind, he is so gentle, he is so humble, and he is so pleasant. Oh Allah, give us also that type of akhlaq and that type of character. So this type of desire is a good desire. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if jealousy was permissible, or envy is only permitted for two types of things, and that is that that person who is engaged in the Quran day and night, he is writing the Quran, reading the Quran, teaching the Quran, propagating the Quran, publishing the Quran, all this type of activity, then we should also make ghibta on him, that Ya Allah, just as you have blessed him with so much of love of the Holy Quran, also give me that love of the Holy Quran. And the other one is that person whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with wealth, but he does not accumulate that wealth. He does not only store it up, and he does not keep on increasing his properties upon properties. What he does is, after he has got sufficient for his needs and requirements, and for the requirements of his family and all that, then he tries to spend, he tries to make awqaf for the charitable for charitable purposes. In the time of the Sahaba-e Kiram, you will find so much of awqaf, waqfs of different kinds for different things. And it is from there that we get all of our souls. So therefore, this is what they are engaged in. So you must envy such a person that Ya Allah, just as you have blessed him with wealth, and he's spending in your path day and night, is giving. He's not concerned about storing it up, because he knows you are the giver. He'll give one, you'll give him 10. Every time he gives one, he knows he's got yaqeen and faith that you'll give him 10 in return. In which way you give it, you know best. So therefore he will spend. So we must also say, Ya Allah, give us also that kind of akhlaq and that kind of character, that we may be also able to do that. There are so many other things related to Laylatul Qadr and the Holy Quran, but I am not going into any more details. I am concluding, and I wish to make one more announcement, that Quran recitation which we had commenced here on the 21st night, Alhamdulillah, we have finished 18 siparas of the Holy Quran in the past 5 days, and tonight another 3 siparas will be recited. We will be commencing tonight, inshallah, at 10 to 10. So those people who wish to participate in the 3 paras of Quran which is recited, we've got 2 or 3 hafizes, and they read, we sit and listen. It takes about an hour and 10 minutes. But if it is Shab-e-Qadr, and we must have yaqeen it is Shab-e-Qadr, and we make sincere dua, and we may repent, and we ask Allah for forgiveness, who knows, Allah Ta'ala could raise us to positions which we could not have even dreamt of. I personally ask you to forgive me if I have hurt your feelings at any time during the talks, or even outside in any way. Because one of the categories that is not forgiven in this night are those Muslim brothers who have malice at heart, who have ill feelings at heart against other Muslim brothers. So if I have hurt your feelings, or if I have transgressed upon your rights in any way whatsoever, I ask you sincerely to forgive me from the bottom of your hearts, so that when I raise my hands and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive me, He will also forgive me. And in the same way, if you give me the opportunity, I will quote one hadith and conclude.